Hello, all our listeners out there. Welcome back. Brody speaking along with Thirsty Kirsty here.
Hi there. Hi.
Hello. And look, today, here we are down in Otago, Dunedin, back down here.
We've never left, apparently, is what I've gathered.
Look, we started the podcast down here and here we are back. So, outstanding. Look, to all our listeners out there, obviously, if you've listened to our first podcast, it was done out at the monastery at Mosgiel. So, look, we've now advanced into town, Main Street, Princess Street. At the Scenic Hotel, and we're very lucky today to have a very special guest by the name of Cameron Fletcher. So we'll be talking to Fletcher in a minute once we get into the swing of things. But first to Kirsty, give the listeners a bit of a heads up why we're actually here in Dunedin.
Oh, well, we've got our first double header of the Burger King Super Smash, actually. First televised game for the women's team, actually. So a few of the young ones are a little bit nervous and want to be, you know, perform well on TV, but also look in their best, because you never know who's watching, to be fair, for those single misses out there as well. Look, no harm in plugging it. But that's why we're down here. Nothing like a bit of pre-Christmas cricket, to be fair. But, yeah, look, kick into what we're going to cover tonight, eh?
Yeah, look, a few topics we're going to cover. Obviously, once we get Cam on board, the BK T20 Super Smash getting underway. Obviously, it started today up in Hamilton with the Spirit taking on the Blaze, followed by the Knights taking on the Firebirds. Then we're going to get into a little bit of discussion around the Kings and Magicians. Obviously, Cam will be able to, pump up the Kings.
Enlighten us as well.
Yeah, just really what happens in behind the
scenes. See how the other side live.
Yeah, correct. Look, the do's and don'ts of Secret Santa. We are, three days out from Christmas.
One day out for my birthday as well.
Just plug that. And then, look, just we'll talk to Cam on some insights of what he does and his interests. Yeah. So just plug in your birthday there, I see. Look,
if you want to send a present, look, I'd maybe DM me first and then I'll send my home address. Don't want too many fans just rocking up to the home. But, yeah, birthday tomorrow, big 2-3. Happy to plug it, you know. Aging well, I think.
Aging well.
With grace, some would say.
How young are you going to be?
How young? Yeah. 23.
Excellent.
23, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So, okay. For all those single men out there.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Right, no, awesome. So, look, again, as we say, touch base via Insta if you want to.
At Kirsty Nation.
At Kate Ibrahim. Happy to answer any questions. Look, like I said in our first podcast, we are travelling this summer, so hit us up. Happy to have a chat. And
so far, we're only in Dunedin, though, so eventually we'll leave the South Island.
We will.
Do you want to introduce Cam?
Yeah, Cam Fletcher, welcome.
Yeah, thanks guys. Glad to be on board.
Excellent. Look, full name, Cameron Dean Fletcher. Cam was born in Auckland, 1993. Bit of a young tacker. 25 years of age, Cam. Look, Cam's played for Auckland A, we'll touch on that. Canterbury, New Zealand under-19s, and we'll touch on that as well. Northern Districts, Northern A, and he's just recently arrived back from the NZA series up in Tauranga. So we'll definitely ask Cam about some questions around that. Look, Cam's a wicket keeper and he's a right hand bat. First class matches 46, list A 44, and he's played 37 T20s. Cam, well done. Highest score 108, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. And look, Cam, the averages are skyrocketing here, mate. We've got an average of 29 there. 29 for T20s as well. So looking forward to tomorrow, Cam, against the Vaults. Your first BK Super Smash.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long time coming. Going through all the pre-season, it's almost the time of the year that you look forward to the most. Some would argue that. Yeah, I really enjoy the T20 format. Gives you an opportunity to get out there and entertain, and in the past I've always been quite a small bloke growing up, so it's an opportunity to get out there and have a good hit, and just show what you can do.
Do you think this competition, you mentioned small bloke, do you think this game is for small physiqued male and females?
Interesting.
I honestly do not know how to answer that question.
here's an example.
You're leading him.
Look, Kane Williamson, very, very short, a very small fella. And then who's a big hitter? Let's do a throwback.
Are you talking short?
Look, Chris Gayle. Yeah. So does the T20 game, how does that I guess, accommodate.
Just a rider, though, you've also got the other end of it, like, big hitter. Like
massive hitter.
So,
but still, Kane still finds the boundary.
That's true. Look, it doesn't matter how far over you
I think that everyone has their own style, and it's tactical, you know. Where cricket's tactical, and someone like Kane Williamson, obviously a phenomenal player, and he knows his game inside out. And he's one of the best at manipulating the field. And I would actually argue, I think he does hit a big ball too.
Mm.
I think maybe those perceptions at times from Red Bull cricket, where you bat so long. But I'd argue that he does hit a big ball. But then you obviously got you guys like Chris Gayle that are just huge blokes and just go out there and whack it out the ground. I think it's just all about how you approach the game, and almost your process of how, you know, what you've done to get there. But yeah, there's different things. There's your bat speed, you know. Some guys have rapid bat speed, Brandon McCullum, stuff like that. And then you got your big strong guys, you know, a few of the West Indian blokes like Andre Russell.
DJ, bravo, DJ, champion.
But you know, like even guys at the moment, like Colin Munro, just phenomenal player. He just hits it from anywhere out the ground just with his hands.
Just like Kenny McClure.
Kenny McClure. Oh, growing up, Kenny McClure, he could just hit over cover for fun. Actually, it's one of my memories from age group tournaments is watching him bat. Unbelievable player.
So when I mentioned just before about the major teams you've played for, talk to me about the Auckland and the Northern Districts. Northern Districts A and the Northern Districts and the Auckland, and then you've got the Canterbury. Tell me about this. When are you going to Wellington? When are you going to CD?
Well, I've been given I've got the privilege of playing for Canterbury now, and I hope to play here my whole career. And you know, like, I think growing up I was obviously from Auckland, and that's where I developed my cricket, you know. I just initially played because I enjoyed it with my mates, and then one thing led to another. It's probably the same for every guy that's in female that plays cricket at this level. But yeah, then I just went through the age groups and got an opportunity. And then there were a couple of... There was Reece Young and Gareth Hopkins, and I think Brad Kachopa was around at that time up in the Aces, so realistically I wasn't really expecting to get the opportunity to play first-class cricket. And then I got a call from Northern Districts, so this would have been just after the Under-19 World Cup. And I got that opportunity to go to Northern Districts and play the Ford Trophy there. And also the final first-class match, so 4 day out of that season. And then the Ford Trophy, and then the following year I contracted to at ND. But BJ Watling was obviously the wicketkeeper there.
Yes, yep. Current New Zealand wicketkeeper. Yep. Yep, BJ.
I'd say heck of a player. Not an easy guy to get past.
No.
But yeah, so I was obviously in and out around when he was there. And the following year, I think Brad Kachopa moved from Canterbury to Auckland, back to Auckland, because... Yeah, he was down in Canterbury for 2 seasons, and he moved back to Auckland. That opened up a spot, and got a call from Gary Stead, who's current Black Caps coach.
Indeed he is, old Steady.
Yeah, and he got around me, and yeah, so I moved down to Canterbury. I've been here ever since. That was in 2014-15 season.
So obviously your cricketing career has been, you've been obviously blessed with a lot of opportunities. So I guess for our listeners out there, I guess, you know, these young adults, look, potentially leaving Otago University. You know, there is a university down here in Otago, or the young males perhaps leaving high school, or females. Opportunity. Are you? I guess you'd encourage anyone to take any opportunity if they were given it.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean,
just like you, how you've been.
I mean, I'll opportunities. I always say that there's no substitute for hard work. And doing things in the right manner, and trying to act as professional as possible, even at a young age. But I think if you have that desire and that will, that people notice that. There's always the element of performance in there, but if you present yourself in the right manner, and opportunities will come.
Well, I guess that leads me on to, I mean, we were talking before about how we had a few ideas for the podcast, and you're saying, you know, you have this image, and as we can see, you know, bodybuilder, some would say. How do you see that sort of
no substitute for hard work?
That also crosses over into your social media. Do you want to, like, I mean, feel free to plug your social media here. Do you want to talk to us a bit about that area?
Yeah.
Look, feel free to touch on the old bodybuilding that we've heard through the grapevine of the King's squad.
Well, I would argue bodybuilding. I mean, I'm a performance space for cricket.
Performance enhancing.
I do enjoy the gym, yes. I would say that, I guess, basically from, like I said at the start, growing up I wasn't a big man. And... yeah, I guess I just developed that passion for to fitness, and I wanted to be stronger than everyone else. And I think that also, with cricket, I couldn't hit the ball off the block. So I guess that a couple of things contributed and led me to that passion for getting stronger, and then over time that developed into getting healthier. And then as I got the opportunity to become a professional athlete, I started to try and understand what it would take to become an elite athlete, you know, not just...
Oh, that's a good difference.
I think at times...
The difference between a professional and an elite.
I've never heard someone
actually... Performance and high performance.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, yeah. S and C, apparently, which is not good to hear, but...
Mate,
the question is that
can you see social for us? It's a social gathering.
Just at 6 a.m. in the morning.
At 6 a.m. But look, we're there, you know?
And look, can you head off the block now? Is that improved?
Well, I mean...
Proof's in the pudding, is it?
Yeah, I'm not going to say either way there. I mean,
tomorrow we'll make those assumptions at University Oval when Cam walks out to bat.
Yes, that is true. You'll have the Mags girls there just waiting to see it. So, look, I guess that leads us on... This is the first time having a double header with the Magicians. How do you sort of, what are your thoughts on that, and how do you see this sort of benefiting both the men's and the women's cricket?
Oh, I think it's a great initiative. I mean, it's such an important thing to give everyone an opportunity to play cricket. And especially at the moment, the introduction of the double headers and getting women's games on TV, I think that's really important for the development of cricket in New Zealand, and to encourage that, to encourage families to get involved in cricket, because it's New Zealand's summer sport, and we want to maintain that. And for that to happen, we need interest in all areas. And I think everyone wants to grow the game, and we want to start that process now, so that down the track it's thriving. I think it's going to be great.
Can you ever relate to, I mean, I guess with previous games for the Magicians, I mean, we look around, say, Hagley Oval, and you can just tell who's there based on the families. You've got your family supporters there. One time, actually, earlier this year, we had someone who wasn't related to anyone, and that was a big moment for us, being someone's here because they chose to be. They're not here. So, I mean, I'm intrigued to see some of your supporters come out and also, like, hopefully get behind us, because I think you guys have got some very passionate fans who I've seen around, and I think... if we can get some of them, I think that would be fantastic, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got quite a few supporters that come around, consistent supporters. I know personally, my family, my partner and a lot of her friends come down in the crew dressed up in purple for the Kings up in Auckland.
Right there.
So I love to encourage that, because how good is it when you're at the opposition ground, you've got a big supporters crew up and hopefully,
Fletcher bandwagon.
Hopefully on Sky TV, get them up on the big screen again, like they have in previous years, because that's something that I think is important for the game, to see that there's us supporters out there, but they're there to support families as well. And obviously, cricket's important, and we want to keep developing cricket. But a lot of those people there for the opportunity to see family, for the spectacle. For kids who are growing up and who aspire. I mean, as a player now, you look and you never think that anyone would look up to you.
Yeah.
But growing up myself, I remember there were so many players, whether it was involved in club cricket at that higher premier level or even at school cricket. And when you started school cricket and you looked at the first 11, you're like, oh, you know. And then you go off to an Aces game, you're like, wow, like when I was growing up, and hopefully in Canterbury, that would have been the Wizards at the time, or the Magicians.
Yeah.
But I just remember that, and it was just such a cool thing to go and see. And yeah, I mean, I want that to be encouraged more, and I hope that continues to be a focus point.
Excellent, excellent. And look, Cam, I guess with the BK Super Smash starting tomorrow and your recent form that you've touched with the New Zealand A, firstly, congratulations on getting to the New Zealand A there and doing well. You must be confident going into tomorrow, that old University Oval against the old Otago lineup there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different format for me in the four-day cricket up there. But at the end of the day, it's a bat and the ball.
Bat and ball on the beach. BYC.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And that's what you got to, and at the end of the day, that's what it is. And you got to get stuck in and watch the ball and hit it. And I cop a little bit for those kind of comments of the boys at times. But that's something that I think cricket... We can complicate cricket.
Oh, preach, I mean, preach.
It's pretty standard kind of comment. But,
keep it standard.
Yeah, but we definitely can complicate the game. And at the end of the day, it is a simple game.
Who are these boys in your team that give you grief?
Oh,
jeez.
You got one, name and shame.
Name and shame. We'll have words time to them. Name and shame.
Mm.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't? There's probably a couple of rippers in there on... The big man, Kyle Jameson.
KJ, yeah. KJ. Chad Bowers?
Yeah, he does, actually. He's one of the nice blokes, but behind the scenes, okay. He does like to give me a bit of niggle. Yeah.
And this is why he's been into the gym, is so he can have physical dominance over these people. So
not
the
social occasion.
Not for the social... He knows that if push came to shove.
But to use it on the cricket field.
But to use it, that is why. Performance enhancement.
Yep.
Of course.
So look, obviously after tomorrow's match, Cam, obviously when we're into the festivity or festival.
After my birthday, yep.
Yeah,
yep,
sorry, we've got Nation's birthday before Christmas. Know, yeah. But look, obviously Christmas spirit is pretty flowing at the moment. So what do you get up to over Christmas there, Cam?
Well, after this match, Christmas Eve when we travel back. So I'll be travelling up to Auckland. That's where my family's based. And... I'm going to head down to Whangamata because that's where Christmas is happening this year. It's around the Coromandel area. I hope the weather forecast isn't looking too good, but I'm hoping to get a bit of sun there on my white body.
Summer bod? Summer bodybuilding body?
Yep, summer bod.
Alliteration for you.
It's that time of the year, though, you know. You got to roll those sleeves up and...
Got to enjoy
and
it.
Yourself, really. You got to have that confidence in yourself, and sometimes you can find that by doing little things.
Look, just make sure you buy your gun license before you start shooting there. <Yeah.
laughs>
Oh, no, very good. And obviously, what do you do around your presents or your gifting of Christmas? Do you, is it one each or is it Secret Santa? Share with us.
I personally like to... let my partner do all that kind of work.
Do the mahi.
I reckon that's all right. But obviously for her, I have to put a lot of thought in.
Yes.
But generally she's, gives that little bit of the eye. Oh, that's what I like. And that's something that I try to listen to.
Michael Hill Jewelers, maybe?
I've just
gave Michael Hill Jewelers the heads up there. No. So,
once again, sponsorship. If Michael Hill want to come on board, we're happy to do a few plugs. And I guess with Secret Santa, the Kings, the Canterbury, you guys did a Secret Santa, didn't you, amongst the lads?
Yeah, well, we like to bring the festivities to the team. There were some nice gifts.
Yeah, are you able to elaborate on what you received, or would that be NSFW?
Funnily enough, I will actually. I got given something that was very relevant to me and what we've talked about today. Was a nice tank.
Oh, to get the gun show out for years.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. A bit cold down in Dunedin here, but hopefully up around that Christmas period, throughout the summer, throughout the BK Super Smash, that we can get that out. And something I probably won't use at the moment. There's a bit of fake tan.
Oh, really?
Whangamata might have a spot for that.
Yeah, hey. know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
It's not too shabby. Yeah. Because we're also doing Secret Santa tonight or tomorrow, I believe, for the magicians. Are you able to sort of elaborate? Don't give away maybe what you get. You probably could, to be fair. It will be opened by then. But can you talk me through your process, Brody?
Yeah, look, I guess this is like the do's and don'ts, you know, of Secret Santa. So it's like maybe like don't just gift, a box of chocolates because that's pretty, pretty standard.
Well, I had actually.
But look, I'd be really happy with that box of chocolates. Cam probably wouldn't be.
No.
You'd be probably tucking in.
I would. I'd be tucking into people. It isn't mine. But I had actually, because we did Secret Santa for work, and I was sort of in comms. You don't know, sort of, work is different as well, of what's appropriate. And I was struggling. She wanted to do something original, something that's going to maybe get a bit of a laugh, something that mixes it up from the chocolates, as you're saying. And I came across, I don't know, some penis-shaped pasta.
Okay.
And I thought, funny.
That's quite funny. I found that quite really funny.
But I thought, A, it's not high quality pasta. And at the end of the day, it's about the quality of the pasta. But also,
did
I thought,
you enjoy yourself eating it?
Well, I didn't. This is the thing. Wow. But you see, then I thought, work. Because we do the one where everyone picks. It's not for one person specifically. So I thought, if this goes to the wrong person, stress levels will be high. So, and it will be the run in, knock it out of their hand, direct them to something else. And I thought, that's a good, like, in hindsight, I actually wish I went through with it and still went with a jar of lollies.
Ooh. But isn't the Secret Santa, like, they don't know who it's from, so therefore...
Yeah, so how did your workmates know that, it was from you? Like, the whole do's and don'ts of Secret Santa.
But, no, but at the end of the day, Secret Santa isn't, like, it is secret, but... But when you're giving a quality gift like penis pasta, people want to know who's giving that kind of gift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you never know if it will end badly and everyone's like, okay, serious... What do you call it? HR? Who bought the penis pasta? Because not a pro. And I would be like,
big dog ass.
Santa turned up. It wasn't me. But look, from there I've learned. And for the Mags ones, I've just played it real safe. I've just bought scratchies.
Look, $10 worth of scratchies.
I could make someone very rich. I'll be very gutted if that happens, to be fair.
Don't worry, we'll find a way of getting it back.
Just goes missing, just goes somebody
out. Yeah, no, look, my gifts aren't like, wow, it's just a recovery drink really for the match tomorrow. A massive 1.5 litre of Gatorade.
Perfect. You wouldn't drink that though, would you? Too much sugar?
Oh, match day, yes. In-game.
Substitute for the salt is lost.
So you got that,
And I've written that down. And then, a face mask just to chill out for the night after, you sweat on your face. I've got a bit of body balm in there.
Nice.
And then, again, like Cam was saying, I've got a bit of chocolate in there, just the sugar, just to replace it after tomorrow's
That's
match.
That's what it's all about, performance.
Performance enhancing. High and then high performance. Performance, high performance.
Well, we take learning, from our last one with Rowan, we learned a bit with her, and I think, my main takeaway is that difference between performance and high performance. So I think it's quite nice to walk away from these things having learned something, more than just penis-shaped pasta. So that's what it's, I'm happy with that, to be fair.
Excellent. And I think with the magician's one tomorrow, I think it's you get the gift, and then is it you unwrap it, or is it...
You have to unwrap it.
But then there's an opportunity to...
Steal,
to take another gift. Actually, swap would probably be the most appropriate word.
Yes, we don't like stealing, no.
Yes, so I'm not too sure how that will unfold, but look, probably on the next episode we can touch back and...
See how that goes. Yeah, because I mean, you'd hate to have that gift that no one wants, but how good would it feel to have that one that everyone's just... Fighting for, eh?
Yeah. Look, hey, we've got some quick fire questions here for you, Cam. Look, they are some of them are genuine questions, and then some of them are would you rather. So, first, Kirsty, we'll start you off with one.
Look, and we want just your instant sort of reaction, but feel free to expand on some of those would you rathers. But a simple one, like, what teams do you follow? What would be
crickets or any sport. I actually personally enjoy Formula One.
Brendan Hartley?
I enjoy Formula One, so I Kimi Raikkonen and he Ferrari, but now he's moved to Sauber.
What about Lewis Hamilton?
No, Formula One. Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis. Okay, each to their own.
And he's now got his Tommy Hilfiger brand.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've got Daniel Wellington. Oh, for a minute, I thought I was...
He's got his own
brand?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, I like Formula One. It's a entertaining industry, but I don't know why I got into that. I'm just passionate about that.
High risk, high reward.
Yeah. Performance, high performance.
Exactly. You're not just riding your buggy around the street, you're actually... No. You've got the next one there, Brody.
Look, Cam, obviously we've talked about the do's and don'ts of Secret Santa. Well, what's your favourite Christmas song? That one that you never want to hear.
Oh, that's off. I don't actually know off the top of my head.
Mariah Carey? You a fan of her one?
Some Michael Bublé stuff.
Oh, yeah, a bit of Mike. So yeah.
What else is there? I just like a bit of dance music. We need to get a remix going or something. You know, add a Christmas theme to like a banger, you know, a festival banger.
Nice,
bit of drum and bass, you know.
Oh, Lord, no. Lord, no.
What about a little bit of drummer boy? Boom. Boom. Boom.
You know, yeah, okay. Good beat there, good beat there. Like that. And then you've got the. Yeah, nice. Doom,
just the constant beat.
I think if podcasting doesn't work out, DJing is for us. And look, another one. So here we go. Would you rather always wear Crocs or always wear socks and sandals? Big questions.
I've never worn Crocs. And I've worn socks and sandals. When I first moved to Christchurch, actually, I didn't realise how cold it was down there. I'd probably say socks and sandals because, yeah, I've traditionally...
You've done that
I've
before.
Done that.
Can I query you on that, though? Crocs. Many forms of Crocs. You've got the gumboots. You can even, I think you can get high heel Crocs, to be honest.
How do they stand?
Well, the thing I think of is just your normal Croc, right? When you want a sandal, essentially, you flip the back bit, and that, so then it's just in and out, essentially like a slide. But when you need to be practical, off-roading maybe, you're on a wee track, you just flip that over, your foot won't come out. You can even like bedazzle, but you don't, you just want the practical sort
of. I was thinking maybe a gym kind of shoe. Are they a stable shoe? Because if it's a stable shoe, yeah, it might give me the opportunity to squat a little bit heavier.
I feel like the only, once again, the performance base, love it. But my only concern is because it's the rubber, you could sweeten it, and then all of a sudden you're squatting like 200 kgs, right? And then all of a sudden you slip, ankles out, and you're thinking Crocs aren't for me.
Just touching on gym shoes. Now, listeners will be really interested in this if they are into that gym and well-being at the moment. Cam, explain.
I'm intrigued. What's
lifting
this?
Shoes.
Explain wearing Converse Chucks at
no,
the gym.
I'm ready for this.
So I rocked up the other day at the gym. For the social occasion.
For the social occasion.
I need to train. Look, and Cam's in there, straight in there on it, and I've just observed these Chucks.
Now, have you not heard of this before?
I think I have, but I just want to get Cam's background on it. Well, our listeners are probably very intrigued as well.
I would say that, from my knowledge, the idea is that it's got a relatively flat base.
Mm-hmm.
And that just allows for you to put more force through the floor. And, I mean, they're quite low to the floor as well, so it doesn't affect stability too much. Sometimes when you lift in other shoes that aren't as, don't have that solid base, that can cause movement in your ankles and knees and stuff.
And just for our listeners, when you say lift, like what are we lifting? What are we pushing here? Heavy weights, or is it just your dumbbells? Or
you wouldn't need. It's more heavy lifting. So when you're just going around the gym doing your stuff, you just use your normal shoe. It wouldn't probably make too much difference. If you have a focus around performance and say,
high performance,
not performance,
high performance, or becoming an elite athlete, then you are squatting, deadlifting, something like that. And there is research out there that suggests those things are beneficial. But it's probably more around the lifting shoe. So if you see a lifting shoe, it's got a slightly higher heel, and that just allows you for a greater range in your ankle. So some people lack ankle mobility, which means they can't get as deep. And ideally, a full range of motion.
I guess I have a quick query, though. I mean, we're talking about, this high performance, the health and wealth. Health and wealth? Yeah.
Yeah, health and wealth.
What would be, just because our listeners can't see you, but I think we've spoken about the bodybuilding, the guns are going to be out over summer. Can you maybe just let us know what would be maybe one RMs, I think, just to get a, let's go deadlift bench?
Yeah.
Deadlift and some bench. Yeah. What would be your one RMs?
Well, my best My best bench is 124, I think.
Outstanding.
My squat at the moment is about around 160 kilos.
F-A, that's F-A.
I always say deep squat.
Yeah, because
I'd argue that some guys don't do.
Anyone you want to name and shame there? Yeah.
No one?
No.
They'll know who.
There's a difference in cricket, that explosiveness.
Yeah.
And deadlifts around 180 is my best, which I want to increase. I find it difficult in the cricket season, obviously, with my little 4-day cricket, a lot of movement to be able to apply the time to increase those. But, hey, look back 5-6 years, you'd be halving that. All of those, so that's something that I'm pretty proud of.
Are you wanting up the 200? I mean, is that sort of a
100%?
Yeah,
there's no doubt that's something.
Raise the bat, raise the bat to
let
that
the
one.
Bat talk. Yeah.
Maybe not the bench press 200. That would be.
But look,
yeah.
Oh look, can we wish you all the best? Look, one other question: would you rather get shot or get stabbed?
So morbid.
Oh wow. What more likely to survive from?
Or well, just
depends where it's happening.
Or just happy to get out of there. I guess shot, yeah, you're just shot. Gone. Stabbed, yeah.
Yeah, but shot in the shoulder, bullet wound, looks quite cool.
Look, yeah. My one, look, a personal, I quite like to ask my guests this question. Burp confetti or fart glitter?
What?
It's a great question. Probably really can divide a nation. Fart the glitter?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of burping. Like a fart, you know, you can get away with a fart.
But you won't be able to with glitter. That is for sure.
It'll be fluttering in behind you.
Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't think about that. But I can accept that, you know, because people are like, oh, and you're like, well, pardon me. Whereas if you burp, it's kind of like...
You've put effort into that.
Yeah. No, I definitely... Yeah, I'd definitely say farting, but...
There's nothing wrong with that. Our last guest also had that... We actually went on to a bit of a tangent about that one, really, but it was fascinating to sort of know where people sort of stand with those types of things. So, thank you. And, Brody, final question for the night.
Final question. Look, there's three in a row. League or union?
Yeah, league.
Tennis or golf?
Golf.
KFC or Nando's?
Nando's.
Cam Fletcher for your listeners.
Thank you very much for coming. And I think we briefly touched on your partner's got a cat. And, you know, as I always do, plug Canine Natural. I'll happily hook you up with a pet food.
Oh, Isabel.
Isabel, yeah. I'll happily provide pet food.
Oh,
how good. High quality stuff. And, look, Rowan got on board with it last time. So, look, just a big thank you to our guests, really. I mean, your time is very valuable to us. And I think we've taken away, once again, some good learnings from this with the health and wealth, with the... Look, performance and elite, and so look. I mean, I've taken something away. Have you, Brody?
Definitely. I've asked the questions that I've wanted to get from Cam. Mm. You know, just around that shooter in the gym. I was
that was amazing. The only thing you wanted to know.
Very fascinated. But no, look, Cam. We wish you all the best and your Canterbury Kings squad for the BK Super Smash T20 series starting for you guys tomorrow. We are excited as the Magicians to play alongside you guys. And no, thank you for your time.
Is there anything you'd like to say, just to sign off, plug yourself maybe? Or?
Oh, well, firstly, I'd just like to thank you both for having me on board. I've actually really enjoyed it.
You sound surprised. Yeah. Oh, no, guys, it was real good.
Oh, some good chat, some good questions. And good luck to you both tomorrow as well. Hope you go well. And have a lot of passion and pride on the field for our Canterbury. Yeah, I mean, if you do want to follow me on Instagram, I'm @_CamFletcher.
Excellent.
Health and wealth.
Health and wealth.
Yeah, and then next year, planning on travelling over to Europe, so get some updates on there.
Yes,
fantastic.
That's what it's about.
Yes, we'll be taking
life balance.
Life balance.
Yeah. So thank you once again to our listeners. Look, for tuning in. We love the reliable ones, but we also don't mind having a new one once again. Share it with your friends and family. Get us out there. And as always, it's never goodbye, but I'll see you later. Hooroo. So, Tom, we're just coming in at the three favourite things, three highlights of the year. Yeah. So, Missy, what... You're going to go.
Alrighty, so look, three best things, Nat, that have been rather successful for you this year in 2018, or, you know, something that's been had a positive effect on you.
I guess it's been a pretty big year for me. I have left my first job after uni, so I'm in a new role, which is pretty exciting. And number two, I got knee surgery, so I'm on the mend and probably back to about 80-90%, which is happy days. And then number three is my Marist Club netball team won senior grade, so we're now indoors for the premier competition next year.
Excellent. And what's that new job there? What company have you gone into?
So I work for a company called Brandex, and I do the marketing for all of our different brands that we distribute throughout New Zealand. So
excellent.
A couple of our main ones are Skins, the compression clothing, and Suunto, the fitness watches, and Atomic Skis.
So look, listeners, look, if you are interested in any of these items, contact either Thirsty Kirstie or myself via our Instagrams, and we can then put you on to Natalie Cox. And look, talk to Natalie. She may be able to sort something out for you in that performance-based area, or the, I guess that general lifestyle area for active watches or for clothing. So thanks, Natalie. Been a good year by the sounds of it. Missy, your three most successful things of 2018?
Look, I'd just say number one would probably be that I Mira endorsed year 12, so heading into year 13 next year.
Education, good on you. I rate that.
Very important.
Yes.
Number two would be that I got my restricted license, so now I can drive by myself without having any guardian with me.
Excellent.
Which is great. It's a bit of freedom.
Yep.
And the third, I'd probably just say just spending a lot of time with my friends, you know, just making some memories.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important there, Missy. Yep. Being able to, you know,
your life balance.
Yeah, your age. And look, you need to spend, you know, as much time with your friends at high school and in those social occasions. Because, look, Missy, when you go to university, when you finish up at university and you get your full-time job and jump into that kind of real-world factor, I guess you get a little bit more distance from your friends. Yeah. So, look, take those opportunities with your mates and with your family. Spend as much time as possible, because it does become a bit more, tougher through later in life. Yeah. Hey, Thirsty Kirstie?
Yeah, it's not necessarily tougher. It's just that, you know, the ones who are really important to you, it's, you know, you make the effort to see those ones. And I think you start, like you were saying, with your school friends, you spend a lot of time with them, and those ones that mean a lot to you, you will be making time for when you're in your first job. So that's sort of my, I guess, my experience so far. But, I mean, everyone is on their own journey.
Fantastic. Rightio, just going to move on to a couple of would you rathers. So, Nat, we'll start off with you. Would you rather fart glitter or burp confetti?
Burp confetti.
Oh, that's a change.
That is a change.
Everyone has said fart glitter. Can you talk us through your decision there?
Because if you've got pants on, you can't see the glitter.
You want people to know.
Yeah, because then what's the point of it?
Well, you just have to change your undies every time you farted.
So if you burp confetti, it's like a party for everyone.
But imagine the pain of the confetti coming up.
Oh, imagine the pain of glitter really coming up.
What about you, Missy? What about you?
I would be on the same page as Nat there, I think.
Okay.
Missy, would you rather only be able to crawl on all fours or only be able to walk backwards?
I think I'd probably go walk backwards.
Nice.
Get the old MJ moves in there, eh?
The Missy Elliott out there.
Would you rather have one eye in the middle of your head or two noses?
One eye.
One eye, definitely. For sure. You just get yourself a pair of shades and you put them on the top of your head like you don't actually want to wear them, and no one would know. Or just incorporate it to be some kind of bohemian style.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's what exactly a movie. It.
There we go. Natalie.
Yes, Kate.
Would you rather go water skiing or snow skiing?
Water skiing.
Talk
I'm
us.
I'm a summer girl.
Summer bod?
Yeah, working on it.
Would you rather, Natalie,
hit me,
be the worst player on the team that always wins, or be the best player on a team that always loses?
Be the worst player on a team that always wins.
Excellent. Would you rather, Missy, never have to shower again or never have to clip your toenails?
Never have.
Never have to shower again.
I think I.
Toenails.
Are you joking?
Showers are so just, relaxing. Do they just
keep. But at the same time, they're so time consuming.
Does your toenail just keep growing or.
Well, it would, yeah.
I think I'd probably have to go with no showering. I don't think I could handle having toenails. You wouldn't be able to walk.
No, because you don't have to clip them because they just stop growing.
No, they don't.
And what was it? Can you read it again, please, Bordy?
They will continue to grow. Yes, I can read that. Would you rather...
never be able to shower
Never again? Have to shower it's, again or never have to clip your toenails?
So it's not never be able to. It's like you don't have to do that life admin anymore.
I'd never have to clip my toenails
again. Really?
Interesting.
I just find that very surprising because... Interesting.
But showering's so nice.
Listeners, tap into Insta, give us your feedback, and we will share it on the next pod. Natalie, last one for the evening.
Yes.
Have a dog with a cat's personality or have a cat with a dog's personality?
That's really tough.
Yeah.
I'm a huge dog person.
Yeah, but unfortunately that little puppy will have a cat's personality.
which is pretty average.
Little.
Sorry to all the cat lovers out there.
I'm going to go a cat with a dog's personality. Because then I can still train it to do tricks. It just looks different.
You could just put like a dog suit on it.
I mean, you can get those from Kmart. So fair point there, Missy.
Both of you, Nat and Missy, last one. Would you rather have more time or more money?
More time, for sure.
Oh, that's deep, eh?
That is deep. Explain, ladies.
I just think with more time you can make a lot more memories and... have a lot more fun.
It's true.
Yep, I agree. Money is irrelevant.
Correct.
It's what you do with it.
Correct. And look, school holidays, we're in the school holidays, really. And look, and we've talked about it, activities, you know, there's so many activities out there that you don't need money for.
Tune into Rowan's podcast if you want to hear some ideas. If you haven't listened to that one, she gives a great insight into the summer holidays. Yeah.
Excellent. So I think that's episode 2 on our pod, on the Red and Black pod, sports chat. So listen, listeners, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Here we are in Auckland, playing obviously our match tomorrow. We are on the Devonport
beach
waiting for the fireworks to kick off Sky Tower. Thirsty Kirsty, I'll leave you to the last final words.
So, as always, it's a never goodbye, but a see you later. And a big thank you to our guests, Natalie Cox and Melissa Banks, for joining us tonight. And look, we'll have some new content up for you in the new year. So, take care of yourself, make good choices, and hooroo!
Happy New Year.
Thanks for having us.